Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at, do you know Jesus as your personal healer? You need to know Him as your healer as well as you know Him as your Savior. Jesus heals. He said, I'm Jehovah Rapha, I'm your healer. And in these times we're living, we need to be healed so that we can be effective in the kingdom of God. And we started to look at four things that would help us. We're on the fourth one right now, in our faith walk with Christ. The first thing we said is you've got to hear, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So you've got to hear the Word of God. Then you have to make a decision to accept that it's the Word of God, because we know in 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And so we have to accept that it's the Word of God. And then we have to make a decision. We have to choose to believe. You know, the Israelites could not enter into the promised land because of unbelief. So we have to choose to believe that what I've heard is the Word, because faith comes. Then I have to accept it as God's Word. Then I have to choose to believe what I accept as being God's Word. And then we want to look at the fourth thing that we have to do. So let's pick it up right now and continue moving forward and growing our faith.
We saw you got to hear, then you got to accept, then you got to choose to believe. The fourth thing is you've got to act. You got to act. You got to have corresponding actions. And that's James 2:20, you all know. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? He calls a man who's got faith and not using it foolish. That's the New King James. But do you want to know, O foolish man, faith without works or corresponding actions, faith without works is dead. It's useless. So what comes by hearing? Faith comes by hearing. So we all got faith. You were here last week. You were here the week before. We're here on Sundays. We were here last night. Wednesday, Sunday, Thursday, Wednesday, Sunday, Thursday. And we hear the Word of God. And faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And we're all fat with faith. All of us. But it's dead. Not doing us an ounce of good. Not us. But a lot of people. They're sitting in churches. They got the Word. They got the faith. And yet they still defeated in all of the areas, or most areas, because they're not appropriating the faith that's coming to them. They've chosen, they've done the right thing, they've heard, and faith came, they accepted as God, and then they chose to believe. But that's not enough. The Bible says even the demons believe and tremble. But none of them are being saved. Even the devils believe and fear and tremble, but they're not saved. So you can believe all you want, but if you don't act on what you believe, you're going to be wanting. Can you say amen? The Message translation says, use your heads. Do you suppose for a minute that you can cut faith and works in two and not end up with a corpse on your hands? I like that. The Message translation, I'll say it again. The Message translation, use your heads. Do you suppose for a minute that you can cut faith and works in two and not end up with a corpse on your hands? You can't do it. Faith without work is dead. Amen. And as you believe and you speak and do what the Word says, the kingdom of God on the inside of you starts coming out and changing the circumstances around you. So you've got to get this thing going on in your life. So you've got to hear the word, faith comes, you've got to accept as God's word, then you've got to choose to believe what the word says, then you've got to act on that word. And that's a sign of belief. Abraham, the Bible says, was fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. He went to take Isaac. He was fully persuaded his wife would have the baby. Are you fully persuaded that the word of God is true? That he is your healer. He's Jehovah Rapha. Are you fully persuaded? That's the question. And then the fifth thing is stand. Because it's in that place, from hearing to accepting to choosing to believe and then acting, now waiting for the manifestation is when the enemy attacks. The Bible says we inherit the promises through faith and patience. Hebrews 6:12. We inherit the promises through faith and patience. So having done all to stand, in Ephesians 6:13, he says, stand. You've done those things. Now stand and don't move off of what you're believing, what you've done. You've got to not be moved by every wind and doctrine. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he will receive anything. One minute he's believing, then he's not. No, it's gone. You've got to stand and believe. And you stay standing because Hebrews 6, let me read it to you. Verse 11, out of the passion. But we long to see you passionately advance until the end and you find your hope fulfilled. So you got to advance until your hope, what you believe in God for, is fulfilled. Verse 12, so don't allow your hearts to grow dull or lose your enthusiasm, but follow the example of those who fully receive what God has promised because of their strong faith and patient endurance. You see, it took you 30 years to get into financial trouble like you're in now, and you expect it to take one day to get out of it. I tithed, so why am I not out of this disaster? It took you 30 years to get in, but you got no patience to tithe, trust God, keep believing, or even in the healing area, whatever it is. It took you 30 years of wrong eating. Come on. Living like nuts, smoking forever, and you expect in 2 seconds flat that it should change. It can, but generally it doesn't. Generally, you've got to use your faith, and you've got to stand. Having done all now to stand, I've done it all. I heard the word. I accepted it's the word of God. I chose to believe that word that I heard. I acted on that word. Now I'm standing strong. And the devil is going to try at that point to get you off what you're standing for. Here's the danger part now. He says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. There is a due season. There is a due season. It will come. He says, listen, in Habakkuk 2 in verse 4, he says this. He says, though the vision tarry, wait for it shall come to pass. It surely will come to pass. It shall not lie. There's a season I've got to stand and trust God at that point. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying? Okay. The King James says in verse 12 of Hebrews 6, he says, that you be not slothful or lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The Passion Translation says in Galatians 6:9, it says, don't allow yourselves to be weary or disheartened in planting good seeds, for the season of reaping the wonderful harvest you've planted is coming. Is coming. But then there's another scripture that talks about he who regards the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. So if you start taking your focus off what you've spoken and believed and waiting for on God, and you're looking at the circumstances and it hasn't come and this and that, you will miss out on the blessing. You've got to stay standing. And when it's coming against you, you've got to say, no, I've prayed. I have chosen to believe God. I've acted on the word. It's God who said it. My faith is strong. I'm standing. I'm still standing. Amen. There's a song. I don't even remember who sang it. I'm still standing. Who sang that? I don't know. That's what you've got to say. When the dust settles, one of you are going to be standing. The devil or you? Make sure it's you. That's all. Why can I be standing? Because I have authority over him. Because it's God's authority in me that rules over him. He's trying to trick you and usurp your authority the way he tricked Adam and Eve. And he stole the authority from Adam. He's trying to steal your authority. And when you agree, well, it didn't work. He's now got the authority and that sickness is going to get worse. Come on. He stole the authority from Adam and look at the results. This is why Jesus came, to destroy the works of the devil. He came to the earth. He defeated the devil. He took that authority back. Remember, he went into the gates of hell and he grabbed the keys from Satan. And he said, give me those keys. And in Revelation, he says, I am he that is alive. I was dead, but I live forevermore. And I have the keys of hell and the grave. Did he not say that? I have the keys of hell and the grave. He took the authority back from the devil. And he said, now all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Now you go. Make disciples. Lay hands on the sick. Cast out devils. He gave us the authority. Now, I'd be kicked out of some churches if I started telling them what I'm telling you. But you can't kick me out of this church because I'm the pastor. Amen. But I'm telling the truth. And I'm telling you what? The truth that you know and act upon is what's going to make you free. He said that in John 8:31. He said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. If you continue in my word. You see, I've prayed. I've heard the word, I've done all the things, and I'm going to continue in the word. I'm standing, and the devil's coming and he's swaying me about. I'm still standing. And he says, no, but look at your auntie and look at your uncle and look what happened to them. I'm still standing. I'm continuing in the word of God. He says, then you'll know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. John 8:31 and 32. I like Romans 8:31 and 32 as well. He says that if God is for you, who can be against you? For God who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with Christ also freely give us all things, my inheritance? Freely, healing, prosperity, peace, joy, protection, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today. Now tomorrow we're going to look at Matthew 7 and we're going to see what we've been teaching in action. You're going to actually see that faith comes by hearing, and then you have to accept that as God's word. Then you have to choose to believe what God said. Then you have to act on what God said. Then you'll see the results. We will check this out tomorrow and we're going to show you exactly what Jesus said and how you can live a victorious life by following the word of God, by doing what the word of God tells you to do, and we're going to be victorious Christians. The time is now and it's ripe. So join us again tomorrow as we close the service right now with an offering message. Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is